China claims nationwide coronavirus surge. By John Hayward on July 29, 2020. China's state-run Global Times on Wednesday reported a rise in confirmed coronavirus infections across the country for the fifth straight day. Tuesday was said to be the first time that daily new cases exceeded 100 since March 6. Of the 101 cases, 89 were reported in Xinjiang, 8 in Liaoning and 1 in Beijing, which was linked to the outbreak in Liaoning, according to the National Health Commission on Wednesday. The state paper wrote, adding that all 89 of the Xinjiang cases were reported in the provincial capital Urumqi. Xinjiang is home of the oppressed Uyghur Muslims, millions of whom have been confined in massive concentration camps described as vocational training centers by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. An international coalition formed last week to demand an end to China's use of the Uyghurs as forced labor. Footage smuggled out of China shows bound and blindfolded Uyghurs being herded into trains like cattle and shipped off to factories, a practice that is clearly not compatible with coronavirus social distancing, in addition to its outrageous offense against basic human rights. Chinese reports of coronavirus resurgences are met with skepticism by some outside observers because the regime has a long and dangerous history of lying about the virus and claiming to be world champions at containing it. China's tendency to suddenly impose draconian measures over supposedly tiny numbers of mostly asymptomatic infections, the Global Times referred to them as hidden carriers, fuels speculation that the coronavirus was never as thoroughly contained as the CCP claims. CNET on Wednesday filed the latest foreign media report about the aggressive censorship deployed by the CCP to hide the truth of the pandemic, in this case by swarming a truth-telling Wuhan-based author with online death threats and denouncing her as a traitor.